Our guest of the cafe this morning is Sulphur Springs Mayor Pro Tem Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emily often brings one of her children with her, and the youngest showed up today, about 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yes.
Connor James. He is a
beautiful
little boy, and you weren't quite expecting him so soon.
Oh, right? No, he wasn't supposed to quite be here when he made his arrival, but he knew when he was ready to come, and he's come with a force into this world, right. And he's great.
And if you should hear him, of course, he's beyond being reprimanded for making noise. So if you should hear him, that's what that's about. So let's talk about things going on in Sulphur Springs. You all are looking to annex two business parks.
That's
right. The Pioneer Business Park and the Heritage Business Park.
Yes. And this, some of the reasoning behind this is that through the EDC, the Economic Development Corporation, the Sulphur Springs City itself has actually helped pay for some of these parks and a lot of the amenities that the parks are already receiving, and thus the businesses are already receiving. So this is just going to kind of help even the playing field and making it where we're able to, of course, you know, it's not a secret from some of our past discussions that our streets are in desperate need of repair. Mm-hmm. And so through these additional tax revenues that the city would receive, it's going to help us maintain those streets and additional streets as well within the city limits of Sulphur Springs.
Who owns those parks now?
So those parks are actually part of the EDC Industrial Park. So it is for the Sulphur Springs Hopkins County EDC.
But they would become...
They would be part of, then of the city of Sulphur Springs city limits.
Uh-huh. And then would be taxable.
And then, yes, taxable at the 44 cents per $100.
What are some of the industries that are in there already?
So we have a lot of manufacturers in that area. Trying to think of some of the specific ones, but I know that we have someone who's manufacturing fishing poles and the rod and reels industry in that area, door manufacturers, plastic straw manufacturers. So we have, that's going to be kind of what you're going to find out there, more the manufacturing mm-hmm. industry. So they're large buildings, of course. And one of the reasons that they kind of sought out that area is because there was the space available. So there are not really lots, of course, because they're huge sections of land, but that's why they wanted that area. We had two public hearings, and of course we have to go through two readings before we're able to officially adopt this. So this is still a couple of months into the future. Mm-hmm. But at both public hearings, we did have citizens who are part of the business parks speak, and primarily they just had questions that they wanted answered. They wanted to know more specifics of what they could expect, what the requirements would be from them for permitting in particular. The taxation didn't actually seem to be a problem, which I was surprised about, because mm-hmm. that's typically what people are, you know, that's what they hear first and that's what they're going to kind of focus on. But they genuinely had great questions. And one question in particular was brought up about dumpster fees, because the city, of course, contracts with Sanitation Solutions, but they have a dumpster contract with a different trash service. And so that was something that the city had not taken into consideration at that point in time, and something that was very important that we do look at, of how that's going to affect those businesses and what we as a city can do to help that.
And did you say how much more revenue you expect this to bring in for the city?
So I had spoken with Lisa, and she is our finance director for the city, and she had told me it would be about $71,000. Of course, there will be some expenses incurred with that. So we're looking to net about $65,000-ish through this annexation.
Uh-huh. The two parks together.
The two parks together, yeah. Yes.
We're talking with Sulphur Springs Mayor Pro Tem Emily Glass about things going on in Sulphur Springs. Now, another thing related to business is that your insurance rating improved here recently, and that's going to save everybody some money.
That was something wonderful. We always like good news at city council meetings, but we had our ISO, the Insurance Services Office, that rating, which is essentially a risk rating, dropped from a 4 to a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the best and 10, of course, being the worst. Uh-huh. So businesses in particular, but also citizens, are going to see a savings through their insurance premiums because of that drop in rating.
How soon does that take effect?
I believe that's going to take effect in May 1st of 2019.
Mm-hmm. So not quite yet, but very soon.
Coming up very soon, thankfully.
And you're there with Tyler and Sherman also at 2, I read.
Yes.
So those are bigger cities, and that's good news for people in Sulphur Springs. Now, also, you had at the recent city council meeting, you had some talks with the ArcTechs Council of Governments. And they're bringing in texting for 911 calls.
Yes. So this is something I think is phenomenal. Chris Brown, who's the executive director for the Art Text Council of Governments, the ATCOG, he came and spoke and kind of gave us an update. And I'm honored to get to serve on the executive committee for the ATCOG. So I see this monthly at our meetings. But sometimes I forget we're not spreading that information. And valuable information. All the services that they provide are wonderful, but this one in particular I'm very excited about because y'all have had this here in Commerce. Y'all are actually one of the first COGs to do this in the state of Texas, which is awesome. But this allows people who maybe have a disability, if they're unable to speak, they can text to 911. So if they're in a state of emergency, they're able to text. For our area, it does not pick up the actual location like it would with a phone call. So we're encouraging people to either text their 911 address, or if they need to just simply state, I will be calling in so that you're able to pick up my location. That's great, too. But, you know, we think about people with disabilities, but also those who are, you know, in a situation, heaven forbid, that they aren't able to speak because someone maybe is in their home and they're trying to hide and they're trying to not be found. So a lot of good can come from this service. I'm really excited about this. That is already in effect. They've already been trained. The dispatchers have already been trained to receive and respond to those 911 text emergency text messages that they're receiving.
Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Thank you.
Emily Glass, Sulphur Springs Mayor Pro Tem. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.